Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner today repeated his commitment to making any decision about a COVID-19 vaccine based on science, not politics. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
President Trump has pushed for rapid approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. But the FDA must authorize a vaccine before it can be widely distributed, and it can't do that until a manufacturer submits a request for approval. So far, none has. And even once a submission has been made, there will be a lot of data to review. That will take time. Speaking at a webinar organized by the University of Minnesota, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said his agency won't cut corners.
All of our decisions during this pandemic have been made by career scientists based on data and science, not politics.
Hahn said the same will be true for a vaccine. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he won't say whether he supports adding more seats to the Supreme Court. Campaigning in Arizona, he says he will give his opinion after the elections in November. NPR's Scott Detrow is traveling with the Biden campaign and has more.
At the vice presidential debate, Senator Kamala Harris repeatedly declined to answer a question about whether she and former Vice President Joe Biden support the idea of increasing the number of Supreme Court justices. In Phoenix, Biden said voters will, quote, know my opinion on court packing when the election's over. He said, quote, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that, other than focusing on what's happening now. Biden, Harris, and other Democrats have criticized President Trump for moving forward with a Supreme Court nomination, despite the fact the election is weeks away and millions of Americans have already voted. Scott Detrow, NPR News, traveling with the Biden campaign.
And Biden campaigns in Nevada tomorrow. Hurricane Delta, a strong Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, is expected to make landfall in Louisiana tomorrow evening. The state's governor, John Bel Edwards, says that storm could do some damage in the southwestern portion of the state.
It is very clear that southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see, for sure, because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura.
Laura hit Lake Charles hard in August, and many residents are still recovering from that storm as they now prepare for Delta to arrive. Delta is expected to move into Mississippi on Saturday. The number of people applying for first-time unemployment benefits fell last week. The Labor Department says 840,000 people filed jobless claims. 7 months into the pandemic recession, the number of jobless claims has remained consistently high in recent weeks as talks of full-blown economic stimulus in Washington fade and the focus is on a smaller bailout package for the airline industry. Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 122. You're listening to NPR News. Russia's state environment watchdog organization says it's documented unsafe levels of pollutants in rivers that feed into the Pacific Ocean in the country's Far East. Charles Means reports the findings offer more clues into what's behind a toxic spill that's been killing marine life in the area.
The contamination was first discovered by local surfers off the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia's Far East last month. Dead octopi, seals, and fish littered the shoreline, and swimmers and surfers emerged from the coastal waters, complaining of stinging eyes, sore throats, and even chemical burns. Russia's state environmental watchdog now says that's because iron phosphate, lead, and other contaminants in nearby rivers were far above acceptable levels. Environmental groups have labeled the area an ecological disaster and posited that nearby military dump sites could be behind the mass contamination. Russia's investigative committee says it's launched a criminal probe into the handling of hazardous substances and the pollution of the marine environment. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
At Heathrow Airport in London, the final flights today for British Airways' last two Boeing 747 planes. The carrier retired the fleet early because of the pandemic, which has severely slowed international travel. And to mark the occasion, both planes took to the skies, one after the other, for their journeys into retirement. British Airways announced in July that its 747s would be retired this year. That's 4 years earlier than planned. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 122 points. The Nasdaq gained 56 points. The S&P 500 up 27. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.